Exodus chapter 34, verse 34. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And he would come out and speak to the children of Israel, whatever he had been commanded. Veils, such as this one, are used to conceal and to attract attention. Moses had been on top of Mount Sinai a second time for 40 days and for 40 nights. And when he came down, the skin of his face shone so brilliantly that the people turned away from him. But God compelled them to look at that unveiled glory of God reflected in Moses' face. In verse 33, when Moses had spoken all the words of God to them, he put a veil on his face. Indeed, all of the earth-shaking pyrotechnics of thunder and lightning at Mount Sinai were intended to unveil, to compel Israel and us to look at the glory of God's law, to sense the holiness of its demands, to feel the trembling shudders tingling up our spine at our guilt before this law. We are not to veil the Mount Sinai experience, which thunders with lightning bolts. You have sinned, which seizes our hearts with guilty terror before this unveiled glory of God, which strikes down every dream that we may come up with for an inventory reduction sale on sin, compelling us to recognize that the wages of my sin is my death eternally. So, why did God have Moses wear a veil at all then? You may remember Prof. Sippert spoke to us on Wednesday about 2 Corinthians 3, which told us what was happening behind that veil. We read, "The glory was passing away. Moses put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away." So why veil this fading? Because right in the presence of God's glory, Israel had turned the Lord into a calf and worship into fornication. They needed to recognize the consuming glory of God's law. And you and I have the same sinful nature, don't we? How often have we changed God to fit our own whims? Oh, a little sin won't matter here. God will forgive me anyway. Scripture answers that accommodating of our sinful flesh with a lightning stroke from heaven. Romans 6. God forbid. Never trifle with God's glory. 2 Corinthians 3 cries out in horror that Israel never looked so seriously at the glory of the law that they looked away in despair. Verse 15, listen. To this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their hearts. The gods of this world blinding them to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. They continued to operate with the veil. They read the Old Testament, which so richly portrays how Christ would come to save us, but they continued to operate with the law as a way of salvation. Listen to Romans chapter 10. Israel, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So God veiled the fading of that glory of the law on Moses' face to compel them and us to look so intently at the law's demands that we despair of ever being saved by them. Israel looked at the law so superficially that they patted themselves in the back for their own piety, so carelessly that they thought they were better than others. Do we? The veil, 2 Corinthians 3 tells us, is taken away when the Spirit opens our eyes to see Christ as our only and complete salvation. He took your sin and He nailed its condemnation to His cross. All of it, completely. He's given you His righteousness. The glory of the gospel surpasses the glory of the law. It does not fade. It does not end. It is eternal. And by the glory of the gospel, sinners are transformed. As the Spirit leads us to Christ, He transforms us into the very image of Christ, so that we may stand in the presence of the holy, holy, holy God and hear Him say, "You are my dear and holy children." The veiling and the unveiling both compel us to give attention in daily repentant faith to Jesus Christ, who alone is our complete salvation, the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 370, stanzas 1 and 4.